prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first half hour, we've got Science for Humans, a very popular segment here on the Superhuman Radio Network, I'll add. Going to talk about training the deadlift. We have a question from a listener about getting stronger in the deadlift. Then we're going to talk about health problems that may predict traumatic brain injuries in older adults. For those of you who are caring for elderly loved ones, this is going to be an important discussion. At the top of the second hour, I'm going to be joined by my friend, Patrick Rogers. We're doing a segment called The Modern Day Renaissance Man. There is a new renaissance afoot, but it's not about artwork and poetry and cultural aesthetics. It's about more serious things. I'm going to get into that later with Patrick Rogers. But before we go any further, I need to roll Dr. J's music. I can't get this right. I can't get this right. This is the third day I've done this. I don't know what the
hell
I'm doing.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
I did it to Rob Regish yesterday on his theme music. I don't know.
I thought I had some new music, man. That was cool.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should update it. How about that? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Supplement Santa. You know what?
Man, you resurrected Supplement Santa, man.
I know, man. When it like it's unbelievable. It's taken on a life of its own, hasn't it? It's like everybody
crazy.
Knows. People don't even know who you are. Dr. Jeff Galini. Who's that? I want Supplement Santa.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, you know, last week I started a post, and it's going to happen soon. Today, later, I'll be posting on Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page when the Supplement Santa giveaway, Christmas in August, is going to take place, Carl. So what happens is you've got to log on to the live Facebook. So you got to like my page, first of all, to be part of it. And it's very easy. All you got to do when it's live, you got to log on, you got to like it, you got to share it, and then you got to put a comment in there while it's live on why you think you should win the Christmas present. And what the present for this month is going to be is a case of Carbolin Hydrate, which is about a $280 value, and a wad of cash.
How much cash, Dr. J?
Oh, it's going to be a wad. I'm not revealing the amount, but a lot of people have said, you're crazy. What's up with the cash? Well, you know, this is for you to go and buy the next 4 months' worth of your supplements. But you know what? If you don't like me and you don't like EFX Sports, then go buy whatever you want and give the Carbolin Hydrate to somebody that can appreciate it. You know,
that's really awesome.
Yeah. So later on today, I'm going to announce when the time and date will be here in the next week that someone will have a chance to win.
And that's so, on your Facebook page, right?
Yep, that'll be on the Facebook page. So
you started out as a power lifter. A lot of people may not realize this about you, but you played football at a young age. Powerlifting became a sport that you enjoyed participating in. Bodybuilding just kind of burgeoned from that. But at the core, you're still a strength athlete. You're a power lifter. And as a result of that, we got a question from Ernie in Cleveland, Ohio, saying, hey, Dr. Jeff, I heard you were a power lifter back in the day. I'm having trouble increasing my deadlift. Can you give me some training advice along with diet and supplement advice to help me out?
Yeah, you know, I had a coach in high school. He was one of our line coaches for football, and he was also the varsity wrestling coach, but he was a power lifter. So in seventh grade, I mean, he taught us proper training and the importance of, you know, those power movements. And we started competing in elementary school, well, not elementary, but junior high and high school. I competed all throughout the state. I never was defeated. I won every meet. I set state records, school records. So I really embraced powerlifting, and that was the core to, you know, my football, my basketball, and then later my bodybuilding physique was everything that I had learned about being a powerlifter. But I just really did enjoy the challenge of myself, You know, in powerlifting, you know, although you're competing against somebody else, it's about how much I can do that day. And then wherever the numbers stack up, you see where you come out. You know, you're not actually, you know, going battle with somebody. And I think that's why I really enjoyed that. And this is a good question from Ernie, because a lot of, especially younger people, you know, who want to get into powerlifting, I see this all the time in the gym. I mean, three times a week, Carl, they are doing singles. They are trying to see how much they can deadlift for one rep. And then they wonder why, when they finally get to the meet, they don't know what to do. They're burned out. They're injured. And they normally do, you know, 40% less of what they actually did in the gym. So, first of all, that's the wrong thing to do to train for any type of powerlifting meet.
Going for the max lift all the time. That's a mistake.
Yeah, you know, it looks good in the gym, but, you know, we used to always say in any sport that I did, you know, you want to practice hard and you want to do the best you can, but what really matters is game day. I mean, meet day. You know, that's when you have to be the best.
Right.
Everything else is just preparation. So, again, my first recommendation is quit doing singles. Don't do that, because it really doesn't do a whole lot to enable you to increase your strength. Maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks, you know, you want to have some idea of where you are, so that if you are going to compete, you know where to open at, and you kind of have a plan of what you would like to get. In the three attempts when I powerlifted, I always started at something that I knew I could do, because I never wanted to zero out on the first one and not be able to do it. So my first lift was always something that was a bit challenging, but I knew I could do. My second one was near what I thought my max was, and my third one, I just went for it. And I usually always got my PRs in those meets, because, you know, adrenaline flowing, people yelling and screaming for you, people watching, so you always wanted to do your best. But getting there, so here's some of my recommendations is, first of all, you've got to work the whole body. You know, that's the one thing about bodybuilding that powerlifters and other athletes need to incorporate, is it takes every muscle in your body to pull that bar off the ground. You've got to work your legs. You've got to squat. You've got to work your hamstrings, your quads, because that whole movement is dependent upon leg strength. You've got to work your back, your chest, your arms, your traps, your core. I mean, powerlifting, deadlifting is something that requires every muscle in your body to work simultaneously. So again, if you got weak arms or you have weak legs or a weak back, you're not going to be a good deadlifter. You probably have experienced that just in your own deadlifting, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the deadlift was my bread and butter. And I also think it's the greatest lift of all three lifts. I think it's the one that tests more muscle complexes in unison than anything else. The squat's hard, don't get me wrong, but
yep,
your forearms are working, your pecs are working, your shoulders are working, your lats are working. Everything is working when you're deadlifting, and your lower legs, just like a squat. So it's a great lift.
I mean, that's the best overall strength is the deadlift, you know.
Yeah.
And the other advice is, you know, again, if you're a powerlifter and you want to increase deadlifts, throw out your straps, your hooks,
really,
all those things.
Really?
Yeah, I never did those, because too many guys are stronger than their grip. So if you are not working on your grip strength, then you're going to drop the bar. And normally when you see guys drop the bar, it's because they just don't have the strength
to hold on to it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't start using straps and stuff until I got into bodybuilding, where I was now more concerned with doing more reps and not losing the bar, because I wanted to go to muscle failure, where in powerlifting, you're not necessarily going to failure, you know. So, again, you got to work on your grip. So don't use straps or anything for anything. You know, get that strong grip.
Yeah.
I never lost a bar, no matter what weight. And I always used an over-under grip when I powerlifted. And, again, I don't know if that's still being used.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, that's the best way. And you just have to figure out which hand is the best for you to be under or over. Don't do a double overhand grip, again, for a powerlifter, because, again, it's better to have one hand under the bar and one hand over top the bar. The other thing that's important is now what type of training repetitions, again, because, you know, powerlifting from sometimes people's mental standpoint is, oh, I only need to do singles, doubles. No, you should be doing 10 reps. I mean, you know, you need to be handling some weight. You got to build muscle strength and muscle endurance, you know, because when you get to pulling a single, you know, you've got to have everything firing properly. You don't want to run out of breath halfway up. Too many guys I see are huffing and puffing on one single. I mean, you shouldn't. It should be very effortless as you do that movement. So, again, by incorporating bodybuilding training, this is where I kind of cross powerlifting into bodybuilding. And even when I was doing both, my bodybuilding went into my powerlifting and why I could successfully powerlift and bodybuild at the same time was because the training was really crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, doing 10 reps, doing five sets, you know, working up. When you get to your back day and you were doing deadlifts, I always just like using 45 pounds. You know, don't put 5 pounds on there and increase by 5 pounds. Stick at, you know, 225 until you can go to 315. You know, it's okay to put a quarter on there, but don't only go up by 5 pounds because you probably didn't get 225 for 10 reps. Guarantee when you can do that for 10 reps easy, you'll be able to move up to 315 and you'll be able to get that for several reps. So again, always challenge yourself. I see guys putting, you know, those skinny little plastic weights now.
The snap-ons, yeah. Yeah, they're like half pound. They're like a half a pound. Each one is a half a pound. Yeah.
Yeah, a guy last night, he had 10-pound weights on the deadlift, and it looked impressive because it looked like
you mean the bumper plates for Olympic lifting.
I'm sorry. I'm like, come on, you know, again, it isn't about impressing people looking good. I mean, use a real plate. Use a 45-pound plate.
You know what's funny about that? So the guy who dates the actress Sofia Vergara, his name is Joe something. He was in Magic Mike, this last Magic Mike movie. Real handsome Italian guy, I think. And there's a picture of him on Facebook about 3 years ago that some girls were like oohing and on over. And he was doing barbell curls. And it looked like he was using 45s, but at closer look, they were bumper plates. They were 10 pounds each on a 40, you know, on an Olympic bar. And so effectively, he was doing 65-pound curls. And everybody was like, oh my God, look how strong he is for an actor. They're not 45s, they're 10 pounds. You know, it's not like.
And you know, all the gyms are getting those weights in. And again, those are for Olympic lifting. There's a reason why they are symmetrical. You know, again, the movements that they're doing, you know, bringing things overhead, anytime you have smaller weights, it throws off the center of gravity. And again, nothing wrong with it. But again, I'm giving you, you know, Dr. Jeff's philosophy.
Right.
You know, use a 45-pound weight and don't try to put on a show because, again, if your goal is to get in a meet, when you get in a powerlifting meet, they aren't going to have a bunch of little 10-pound bumper plates. They're going to have them good old steel 45-pound plates. And again, you know, mentally, you need to be prepared, you know, because if you do go up and you now have these 45s, you know, you got to be prepared for them. Another good thing from a training standpoint is you got to get a feel for different parts of the lift. So what I would do is I would go into a rack, and at certain parts of my back training, I would bring the weight up about 3 feet off the ground, and I would work on that middle pull. And all I would do is just go from, I would take the power racks, I would put the bar in there so that the bar, you know, the barbell is up 3 feet off the ground. And then I would also do the pull out at the end where all I had to do was go 4 or 5 inches.
The rack, again, rack pulls.
because maybe you can only deadlift 315, but at the upper level, you might be able to pull 500 pounds. So again, it's strengthening the traps. You're getting an idea that that weight is achievable when you get to that level. So again, that rack training
pull.
System
yeah.
is great. Now again, not every single workout, maybe once a month, you go in the rack and you pull from that end.
We're going to take a break. This is perfect.
Yeah.
When we come back, we also need to cover diets, because what he said is diet and supplementation too. How's that sound?
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more science for humans, improving your deadlift. Stay tuned. properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Dr. Jeff Galini, otherwise known as the Supplement Santa. Obviously, if you're training for powerlifting, you're working hard in the gym. You got to step up your diet. You got to have more carbs in your diet. I mean, there's a lot more you have to do to really be able to make progress, right? Because you could probably starve progress right out of yourself if you're not careful.
You can, you know, and I mean, there are no supplements specifically for powerlifting, but you know, there are supplements that are, you know, used to fuel your body through that type of sport. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you aren't eating and taking the right stuff. So eating is the most important thing. You know, you got to keep your protein level up. And this is for most athletes. Now, a powerlifter, you know, I almost recommend up to 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Again, you know, you're really hammering your body with heavy training. So again, you've got to recuperate and you've got to recover. So it's pretty difficult these days to eat enough protein. So that's where protein supplements come into play. Now, you know, if I don't make it, I don't suggest it. So I got two proteins that I am very favorable about. One is EFX Sports New Training Ground Protein, and I utilize that in my diet, but I also utilize Thrive Protein. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is so important for me first thing in the morning. So if you're a powerlifter, you know, you get up, and I don't care if you're going to have breakfast in a bit, I would recommend taking a Thrive drink to replenish right off the bat all the nutrients that you need to jumpstart your body's metabolism, to jumpstart your day.
Do you know that on Amazon.com, there are three different people who said Thrive and Carbolin, Thrive and Carbolin, Thrive and Carbolin. Yep. I really, and it made me think, do we need an MRP? But no, we don't. You just need to mix Thrive with Carbolin.
You know, and the reason is that every athlete, you know, has a different ratio. Some days I don't want any Carbolin. I just want Thrive. But other days, you know, I'm going to mix it, or sometimes I want more. And you know how it is. Usually you'll do one scoop, but sometimes you just think you need a scoop and a half of even Thrive protein.
Right.
So again, I like for you to be able to be the cook yourself on that. So those are important, the proteins. Carbolin is a yes. You've got to fuel yourself through those workouts and to recover. So again, you want to use that as your pre. Good multivitamin, VitaDrive is central for all of the muscles firing, absorbing proteins, carbs, fats, nutrients, very, very important. And then for recovery, again, my patented glutazord, my glutamine, I like taking that at night. So I have guys and gals take that at night to help them recover. Again, the quicker you recover, the less injuries you're going to have. And then if you're a naturally training athlete, you want to get on Test Charge, because that's going to help to boost your natural testosterone levels. So again, you will be able to get increases in strength, endurance, keeping your fat down. And of course, last but not least, you need creatine, so you need Crealkaline. I usually have most everyone take 1.5 grams in the morning and then another gram and a half before training. Now for powerlifters, because most of them are larger males, the majority, I will take a third dose of 1.5 grams after a workout. So that's kind of the whole supplement, and it's really being consistent. And you know, Carl, the thing about powerlifters is they are very good at regimen, not forgetting their supplementation.
Right.
I mean, because everything is important with them, training, what they wear. They're very good at all their preventive measures, their belts, their knee wraps, where sometimes, you know, people lifting who aren't into that type of event, they aren't as good. And you wonder, why do those guys lift so much? Well, I can tell you, Wade Johnson doesn't miss a meal.
Yeah, right.
You know, they...
Well, you know, and there. So I was thinking about it, right? So part of the problem is you got to make a choice. You want to be a bodybuilder, you want to be a powerlifter. Very, very different things. Not that you can't do both, but if you want to do one well or one better than the other, you got to pick. So, like, a lot of people be like, oh, well, all the rage is training fasted. Not if you're a powerlifter. You want to have that Carbolin. You want to have that fuel. You're not worried about putting on a couple ounces of fat unnecessarily, because it's not unnecessary. You need the fuel for the workout. And chances are, if you train hard, you're going to burn it all up anyway. You cannot be carb phobic and be a powerlifter. I'm sorry. You can't do it.
In this day and age, there aren't any fat powerlifters like, you know, way back in the old days where the big Olympic lifters used to have those big
Paul,
bellies.
Yeah, what's his name? Paul, I can't think of his name right now. Paul something. He was one of the strongest men I've ever seen in my life back in the day. You know, he was doing a clean and press with like 500 pounds back then. Paul something. I can't think of it. It'll come to me.
But you know, the point is powerlifters are in good shape. I mean, it's because, again, they take it serious. So you got to really make a decision on, you know, all these different training principles and diets. What is your goal? You know, again, if you want to power lift and your goal is to compete or Olympic training, Olympic lifting, you know, you got to eat. You know, you can't be afraid of food. You've got to fuel yourself. if you want to be a bodybuilder or fitness or figure or, you know, all these different things that they now have in that bodybuilding, you still got to eat. You know, if you just want to be in shape and look good, then again, you know, some of these other diets and other training things will be good for you. You know, if you're an endurance athlete, then you're going to have a different program. But like you said, you kind of got to pick one. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a bodybuilder, but powerlifting in the off season, like I did, you know, that was what kept me motivated. It was fun. That you can do twice. You can do it at the same time. But again, you know, during the powerlifting time, you had to eat a little bit differently than what you did during the bodybuilding time.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is not to be carb phobic. Love the carbs because they'll fuel you.
No, you gotta have carbs. Anybody will tell you, and I can tell you, that no, carbs are very, very important. You gotta have endurance and stamina and be fueled, man, because the amount of stress and calories and energy that you expend during one of those lifts, because again, the lift itself only takes, you know, maybe 30 seconds, but getting prepared for that lift, I mean, it would take me about 5 minutes to actually get prepared to go do the lift. I mean, you know, just the mental psyching, you know, getting the gear on,
right,
getting under the bar, you know, getting mentally prepared. The lift was the quickest part. But if I ran out of gas before I even got to the lift, I'm in trouble, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to go ahead and plug real quick before we end the show the Supplement Santa offer again?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got to go like my Facebook page, Dr. Jeff Galini. I'm going to be posting tonight or later this afternoon when the Christmas in August Supplement Santa giveaway is going to be. And what you will have to do is come on to that live Facebook feed that I'll be talking about what I'm giving away, which August will be a case of Carbolin and a wad of cash. During that live, you got to like it, the page, you got to share it, and then you got to write a comment on why you think you should win.
And you're entered.
And then I'm going to take all the good comments, put them in a hat, and I'll draw one later that day, and that will be the winner for August.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm planning on doing it. Supplement Santa says he's going to do it every month. So
I gotta create a fake Facebook account so I can get in on this.
You can get in on it, man. No. You know, anybody can get in. I got everybody from work saying, I'm going to get in. I said, that's fine. You know, I mean, as long as you follow the parameters, it's going to go in a hat. So it's the luck of the draw, you know, whatever day. But if you don't, you know, you're not going to win. So
it's pretty exciting. So get in on that. Thanks, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you, man. Take care, Carl.
Right,
bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about diseases that predispose the elderly to traumatic brain injury. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, a lot of us are tasked with caring for elderly loved ones. If not that, we have our family that's getting older right around us, and we're watching it. And some of us are getting older, too. Who knew? Traumatic brain injury is a big problem, not just with football players and military personnel, with average people. And we're going to talk about this subject right now with Dr. Kristen Dams O'Connor. How you doing, Dr. Dams O'Connor?
I'm great. How are you, Carl?
Good. How about if I call you Dr. Kristen for the interview?
That sounds much easier.
Because otherwise, I'm gonna botch your name up a lot. Because I don't have that kind of lingual skill. So let's do.
You
that.
Said it correctly, but yeah. That sounds great. That okay. Sounds great.
Why this study? What led up to this? What questions were you trying to answer?
Well, you know, most of my research aims to better understand outcomes that people who sustain a traumatic brain injury experience in the long term. And there's a lot of research out there that suggests that the older a person is when they sustain a traumatic brain injury, the worse their outcomes. This is pretty important for us to learn more about because, as we know, the aging population in the United States is growing really quickly, and some of our earlier work actually suggested that the rate of traumatic brain injuries experienced by older people is actually exceeding population growth in that subset of the population. So we really want to better understand why are older people who sustain a brain injury having these really bad outcomes? They tend to have more severe functional impairments, more severe cognitive impairments, and shorter lifespan compared to younger people who sustain a traumatic brain injury. And so we were interested to explore whether there is the possibility that people who sustain a TBI later in life might have been sicker beforehand.
Uh-huh. Right. Right. I get you on this one. So, okay. So talk about the study itself. How was the study designed? How many participants were in the cohort?
Sure. So for this study, we used an existing data set from a study that's based out of the Group Health Research Institute and the University of Washington in Seattle.
Cool.
And this study has been funded since 1994, and it's still ongoing. And the nice thing about this project is that it's a population-based study, which means that it's more or less representative of the U.S. population of older adults. So the unique thing about this study is that they ask people when they enter the study some detailed questions about their lifetime history of traumatic brain injury, but then every 2 years people come back into the study center and they answer more questions, and so they're followed longitudinally over time. at each study visit, they ask again those same questions about whether they've sustained a traumatic brain injury. So it allowed us to look at incident TBIs in older adults. That means TBIs that occur while the study is ongoing.
Right.
And it's a really kind of a unique opportunity for traumatic brain injury research to be able to leverage a data source like that, because a lot of the traumatic brain injury outcome studies start following a person with a brain injury after they've already sustained the injury.
Sure.
There's not a lot of opportunities out there to understand what preceded the injury and what might be risk factors for sustaining a brain injury.
So when we talk about traumatic brain injury, are we talking about blunt force trauma all the time, or are there other instances where a traumatic brain injury can occur, but there was no evidence that the brain was bruised or something like that?
That's a really good question. So generally the term traumatic brain injury implies that there was an external force to the head. So it might be a blunt force trauma. It could be a fall. It could even be a sort of acceleration, deceleration injury, like a whiplash injury,
right,
that doesn't necessarily involve a hit to the head. The term traumatic brain injury, sometimes people say head injury or closed head injury. The idea is that we're distinguishing between external force to the head and something internal, like a stroke, for an example, would not typically be considered a traumatic brain injury.
Okay. So are these people falling? Is that where a lot of these TBIs are coming from in this aging population?
Exactly. The most common cause of a traumatic brain injury in older adults is falls. Now, in younger people, younger adults, the more common cause would be motor vehicle accidents.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes for older adults, traumatic brain injury happens through a fall.
Yeah, and say in college students, it's the jello shot slide.
Totally, yep.
So, so when we're looking at these individuals, okay, if they're falling, they've got some sort of motor impairment already, or at least they've got some issues with inner ear or stability. That in itself may indicate the sick aging phenotype right there, right?
You're exactly right. So, you know, we have been seeing these research outcomes for a while now where we see older adults having worse outcomes. And, you know, there's a whole growing body of research that's really beginning to consider traumatic brain injury as a chronic disease process,
mm-hmm,
that unfolds over time and can actually influence other chronic medical conditions, as opposed to thinking of a traumatic brain injury as an isolated an event like a broken arm that just heals. And so this is a really important way to start thinking about brain injury, because it has implications for the way we care for a person who's living after a brain injury. But with older adults in particular, you hit the nail on the head a moment ago. There's this sort of chicken and the egg question. So what came first? Some health decline, some motor instability, some vestibular issues, and then the traumatic brain injury, and then we see these poor outcomes? Or is it really that the traumatic brain injury caused all of these poor outcomes? And that's exactly the type of question that we were able to begin to disentangle with this research study.
I can see that. And, you know, and then you have to remember, not all elderly people have a decline in neuroplasticity. There are lots of people whose brains can sustain an injury and they bounce back better than an individual at the same age. So there's more at work here from the chronic illness side,
exactly,
that actually exploits the TBI, in my humble opinion.
You're right. And you just alluded to another area of research that's so fascinating right now, is trying to understand why some people have pretty great outcomes after sustaining a pretty devastating injury, and others have really poor outcomes. We're starting to better understand some of those individual difference factors, and resilience is one of those things that we really believe has an impact on how a person does after a brain injury.
So were there hallmark illnesses that seem to have the greatest prevalence in those who suffered a TBI? I mean, like, for instance, I got to believe that type 2 diabetes, which really is like just rots the entire body from inside out.
Right.
That plays a role in this discussion, does it? Do these people have a high insulin resistance quotient?
So what we saw in this study, and the Adult Changes in Thought study, is this tremendous data resource where, because people come from this health plan, group health, we have access to de-identified medical records, pharmacy records, in addition to the clinical study visits that people participate in every 2 years in this longitudinal study. So So for this project, we were able to draw from all of these different data sources to look pretty broadly at things that we hypothesized might impact a person's risk for injury. And what we found in our statistical models is that, of course, the things that we would have easily suspected played a role, like older age. Older age was associated with greater risk for sustaining a brain injury. But in terms of the health conditions, what we found is that cerebrovascular disease, depression, and difficulty with activities of daily living, so that's difficulty with things like walking around the house, bathing, dressing, getting out of a chair, feeding themselves, those were the things that we found in this study actually predicted risk, increased a person's risk for sustaining a brain injury in late life.
Now, I don't know if you looked at this and whether or not this is the third rail to even discuss this, but when I asked the question, I wrote down two words on my pad, SSRI, anxiolytics. So I got to believe that when people get older, look, aging is depressing. Let me tell you, I'm 58 years old. And I'm starting to think about my own mortality. It's like, it really sucks when a lot of the people that you've grown up with are gone. And, you know, it's like you start to realize, oh, man, like, so, you know, is that all there is? Is that all there is? You know, it's like, and so I have my moments of depression. I could see easily how elderly people become very depressed with the options ahead. And they turn to certain drugs. Anxiolytics, because a lot of them become even more nervous at nighttime for some reason. They have that sundowner syndrome. Was there any correlation between any pharmaceutical drugs and TBI? Especially lipid-lowering drugs. We know that they harm the brain in and of themselves slowly.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. So some of the drugs that a person might take for anxiety or depression can have an impact on balance or even cognitive functioning. And in older adults in particular, you know, if you look at some of the health management databases, you would find evidence that people over the age of 65, a huge proportion have three or more chronic medical conditions. So when you think about the drugs that a person might be taking to manage these multiple conditions, there is that risk that sort of polypharmacy can play a role in fall risk.
Right.
So it's a really great point. We actually, I'm glad that you asked that, because we did find that in this study that the people who were on the most medications at the start of the study did have an elevated risk for sustaining a brain injury. So the people who took many, many medications were the ones who had a greater risk.
When my mother was in the nursing home, they were giving her lorazepam at night because she would get very anxious at night.
Mm-hmm.
When they started doing this, she started falling. She had all of a sudden every week she was falling two or three times. And so I said, maybe it's the lorazepam. And the doctor said, well, you know, okay, well, he begrudgingly, as soon as they stopped the lorazepam, my mother stopped falling. You know, it's just, there's a lot to, you know, the problem with this is a multi-layered situation that leverages the natural deficits of aging at the same time. It's really interesting. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more questions. Stay tuned.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SA. HR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I get a lot of emails lately because we've been doing a lot of shows about therapeutic ketosis and ketone supplements. We have a ketone supplement on Superhuman Radio right now called Keto OS. If you go and click the banner ad, click the green buy now button, and you can save 10% off everything in the store through August 7th. And this is a really amazing product. I've been using it in the morning pre-workout. I got a lot of unique stuff to talk about. I'll talk more about it on Casual Friday. But if you want to try an amazing ketone product, it's right there, Keto OS, superhumanradio.com. Check it out. So we're talking today with Dr. Kristen Dams O'Connor. We're talking about the predictive effects of certain diseases, disease states, in predicting traumatic brain injury in older adults. And clearly, it's a big problem. Traumatic brain injury in older adults, the outcomes are not good. Is there any gender line? Do we see more women than men that fall?
That's a good question. So, you know, there tend to be more older adults who are women than men, because
yeah, I know.
Women on average tend to, to live a bit longer. But male gender, it would be considered a risk factor for, in this study at least, for traumatic brain injury.
Men more frequently than women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I would have lost that bet. So, when we talk about vascular disease, qualify that for me. I mean, when we talk about vascular disease on this show, a lot of times we're talking about cardiovascular disease and plaque and inflammation of the intima and stuff like that. But I have a suspicion you're talking about vascular disease of the brain. Am I right?
Yeah, so we found that cerebrovascular disease was a risk factor for incident TBI in this particular study. We did not find that cardiovascular disease was a risk factor.
So what is the hypothesis, if you know this, that how a cerebrovascular disease occurs? I mean, we have a hypothesis how it occurs in cardiovascular environment. What happens in the brain that causes vascular disease? Is it plaque buildup? Is it narrowing? Is it weakening? What is it?
It's all of those things together that can result in little tiny microscopic strokes to happen.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of chronic medical conditions that go into increasing a person's cerebrovascular disease profile. But I think that in this particular study, we wouldn't have been surprised if we had seen really any on this long list of chronic medical conditions being associated with a greater risk for falls or traumatic brain injury. If we had to really kind of think about it after the fact, seeing that cerebrovascular disease did emerge as a risk factor, you might imagine that some of the lasting consequences to the brain, particularly in areas that have to do with balance and gait, might have, or even processing speed, a person is not as well able to stop themselves from falling or prevent a fall, or even a motor vehicle accident if their processing speed is slower. So you could imagine that a person with a high cerebrovascular disease burden might have some cognitive impairments that came along with that.
You know, I was going to ask you if they looked at sex hormone levels in these aging adults, but they didn't, right? They would
never.
They
did not in this
study.
Yeah,
and they would never, but because we expect these this cohort to be completely deficient. Women gone through menopause, men are going through andropause, so it's not. But I really think that's a missing opportunity, and I tell you why. So first of all, we know that people who suffer traumatic brain injury, like football players and military and personnel. I have a good friend, Dr. Mark Gordon, who's dedicated his life to helping people with TBI. And one of the first things he does is put them on HRT, a very, very complex multi-hormone protocol, not just, estrogen, it's very, very in-depth. They look at levels and they replace everything. And these people come back from TBI. But the other thing is that we know that demyelination of the brain, shrinking of the brain, happens in older adults. This is closely tied to both testosterone and estradiol levels because myelin repair and replenishment is affected directly by estradiol through the FAF receptor and testosterone directly through the androgen receptor. And so I would also suspect that these individuals have shrinking brains that are probably even more susceptible to TBI because the little micro space between the skull and the brain is increased. So now when you have a jar, something that just jars you, their brain bounces off the inside of their skull.
Yeah, we definitely think that there are some very mechanical reasons why a brain injury can be more devastating to an older versus a younger person. We know from our research too that even a ground level fall, someone just falling from a standing position, can be devastating for an older person, whereas a younger person might get up and walk away.
Right.
I think, like you mentioned, overall brain shrinkage, and in addition to that, the vasculature becomes more and more fragile as we age, and so a contusion could result in a bleed that could even become catastrophic in an older person that might not have even occurred in the younger person.
And guess what affects vascular elasticity? Estradiol. That's why women, when they start going through menopause, they develop spider veins in the backs of their legs. It's like, I never had these things. What the hell's going on? Because estradiol affects the strength of your blood vessels. So I really think it's a missing opportunity to start looking at sex steroid levels in this obviously deficient group, but I predict that there will be a segment who fare well, and they also seem to have higher sex steroid levels. That's just my guess, uneducated guess, but it's just a guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. And also the other thing that would be exciting would be to see the introduction of thymosin beta 4 as a prophylactic in an aging population. Because I sincerely believe that if you're not having a gross stroke, a gross frank collateral stroke, boom, a blood vessel burst, all day long, little tears are happening to blood vessels. You're having like a slow motion stroke, like that movie in The Outer Limits when the truck was moving slowly towards the kid on the bike, but they couldn't get the kid out of the way and they couldn't stop the truck, so they had to just sit there and watch it happen. That's going on in your brain all day long. We know that thymus and beta 4 can actually resolve a stroke. If they give you a 2 milligram shot within 6 hours of the ischemic event, 6 weeks later, there's no evidence that there was ever a stroke. And I bet that thymus and beta 4 would be a great prophylactic for an aging population like that. Just my guess. So there you go.
That's an interesting idea as well.
What do you want both clinicians and lay people to take away from this research?
Well, I think that a lot of clinicians might look at the findings of this research and say, yeah, that was kind of what I suspected would be the case. The findings were more or less almost entirely consistent with what we hypothesized, that people who are having health problems as they age are at greater risk for sustaining an injury like this. What makes this study novel in that respect is that it's really just the first opportunity that we know of where the data have been available to actually test that hypothesis and to narrow down the specific diseases that appear to be associated with highest risk for injury.
Right.
So the implications of this now, you know, there's a whole other area of research on fall prevention interventions for older adults, and some of that work suggests that when a fall prevention program can be targeted at specific subgroups who are at high at risk, then the intervention can be more effective.
Yeah.
So someone might look at the findings from this paper and say, okay, so it looks like we can narrow down, we can hone in on sort of a subset of older adults who are at especially high risk for sustaining a brain injury and maybe target that subgroup for fall prevention interventions that they may have not otherwise received.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show. This is an important discussion because, like you said, it's a growing population. We're aging, and this is happening to a greater degree in the aging population. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
All right, talk to you later. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to talk about the new Renaissance man. He's out there. We've found one. We're going to talk about him and to him in just a moment. His name is Patrick Rogers.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, during the 14th century, all throughout Europe, there was a revival. They called it the Renaissance. And everybody pretty much immersed themselves in classical art and architecture and learning and literature. And it was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time. And we think about the Renaissance as an opportunity for the human being to kind of step up its game and become a better form, a better version of the human being. Well, I predicted many years ago that we would see another Renaissance, and we're starting to see it. But this Renaissance is different. We've gotten the architecture down and the learning part down, and we've got plenty of art, and we have recognized more art today than probably ever before, things as art. Hell, Yoko Ono bit an apple, and they put it in the Museum of Art in New York, and people came in every day to watch how it aged and yellowed and shriveled up. That was art. So we've got all that stuff down pat. But what we don't have down pat today is something that we just pretty much ignored because we took it for granted. It was in front of us all the time. And that was the art that got us to the point where we could even have a Renaissance in the 14th century. And that was sustainability of life. Critical thinking to make decisions that keep you, that steer you away from the pitfalls that the rest of the population is falling into. And I wanted to have my next guest, who's a friend of this show, but a shining example of who the new Renaissance is all about, and that's Patrick Rogers. How you doing, Pat?
Doing good, Carl. How are you?
Good. So let's give a little backstory. Patrick is a veteran. He is also affiliated with the American Strongman Corporation. Anytime you see a major strongman event and you see guys lifting unbelievable weight, straining and straining to lift that weight, Patrick's the guy who nimbly picks it up and puts it back in the pile where it was earlier.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy.
And so But also, Patrick is a gentleman farmer. Patrick doesn't go to the store and buy beef. He picks a cow and he processes it. And I have so much respect for Patrick and people like him, because my friends, you believe it, I'm going to be long gone and somebody's going to listen to this podcast and say, wow, that guy was so right on. Patrick is evidence of the new renaissance. People are going back and doing the things that they abandoned, because when they abandoned them and turned them over to other people, those people poisoned us and made us sick. And it's an amazing testament that you and there wouldn't be a Patrick Rogers without a Corinne. Did I pronounce that? Is it Corinne or Corinne?
Corinne, you're right.
Corinne. Rogers, because it takes two to do this kind of a thing. It takes a family effort. So let's talk a little bit about you. I want to know more about you. I've always wanted to sit down and have a drink with you. We had a couple missed opportunities at the Arnold. So talk to me about you. Where did you get introduced into physical culture?
Probably just like any other young boy in high school. I started lifting weights because it was popular. You've seen people on TV. That's when, back in the day, you could actually watch a bodybuilding thing about once a year on TV, like the Mr. Olympia or something. It would get televised, and you get to see it. So, you looked up to those people, and you decided that, hey, I want to be in shape. I want to be strong. I want to be able to move things around. I want to look like that. And, it's just that's how I got started lifting weights. To the probably around out. Probably by the time I was 12, 13 years old, just playing with it, didn't know anything what I was doing, but, going through the motions.
When did you realize you were stronger than a lot of the other guys?
Probably last year or so of high school, on into my first couple years into the Marine Corps. I started lifting more and more, and got to where, I was one of the stronger people in school, and then when I got in the Marine Corps, I got to doing some inter-service powerlifting meets between what we do, Air Force against the Army, against the Navy, against the Marines, that sort of stuff, and just a bunch of guys in the gym get together. So I started doing that and had some people say, hey, this is coming pretty easy to you, because, back then the training was, you just did the workout of the day pretty much, and that's about all it was. So, and it was in powerlifting USA, just like it is in, muscle fitness. They had the workout of the month. And,
right.
Those were the things we did. And it came fairly easy to me. So, I had friends who guided me in that direction to start to compete a little.
Tell me about your dad. Was your dad a big, strong guy?
No, believe it or not, my dad is about 6'1", 160 pounds.
Wow. So where do you get your genetics from? Your mom's side, your grandfather? Where do they come from?
Actually, from both sides. I pick with my dad all the time, tell him that it skipped a generation. Because my grandfather on my dad's side, he was a fairly big man. And then I've got some uncles on my mother's side who are fairly big men, too.
Okay. So, you've learned to love strength, and where did you get interested in strongman stuff?
Watched World's Strongest Man on ESPN.
The bug bit you, huh?
That's where it started. You see somebody pulling a truck, you're like, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I can do that. So I had friends who, drove tractor and trailers during the week, and they had them at their house, and we said, hey, let's try it. So we would go out on the weekends, we'd try it. We started pulling trucks was the first thing we started doing. And then we just went from there. And this was back in probably, I guess my first strongman competition was about 1999.
Wow. And now, is farming in your background? Is being, about the land in your background?
Everybody, pretty much everybody in our family when I was younger, they had a big garden, that sort of stuff. My grandparents had a big garden. And as a child, probably from the time I was 12 till I left home to go in the Marine Corps, I worked on a farm, worked on two farms. One raised beef and the other one was a dairy farm. So I could go down and, help move cows in and out to milk cows in the morning and go get up hay and stuff on a on a beef cow farm later that day. I needed money to get gas to ride around and do the things teenagers do, so that's how I made my money.
I have so much respect and admiration for dairy farmers, because cows need to be milked twice a day, and they show up at the milking barn whether you want them to or not. Morning, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas morning, if it's raining, it's snowing. Raising beef cow, that's a big job, but dairy, oh my God, that's, you gotta love doing it, because that's dedication.
Yeah, there's no vacations.
No vacation. Nobody's, and you can't call somebody up and say, look, I'm going to the Bahamas for a week. Can you come in twice a day and milk my cows? I mean, really? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not like dog sitting.
Yeah, exactly. Not like dog sitting. So you were always raised around the land. You were, are a very big, strong guy. You're a patriot. You gave your body and your soul to service for a while. You look around you and you see a completely different world out there, to the way that you're living. So when you look out there, how do you not get caught up in the trappings? How do you not want, well, you know, if I pushed a little harder, I'd do this, I'd do that. How do you not get caught up in those trappings? They're not even attracted to you?
Well, I have a little bit different outlook. I look at stuff and try to make it as simple as possible. And, you know, today's everything is, we think it's simple, but it gets more complicated and more right. complicated. And all this stuff about growing your own food, slaughtering your own meat, hunting, fishing, trapping, all this stuff to get food where you could eat to survive. People were doing it when they didn't have telephones, they didn't have cars. So I always looked at it like, you know, if they can do it, surely to goodness that I can do it. I mean, I got a little bit of brain, let me try to put it to work. So I always thought, you know, it can't be that hard mentally, but it is a little bit hard physically at times. And I think that's a lot of times where we get into the people today. I don't think that, you know, working hard, sweating, a couple of squash and some tomatoes to them is not a reward for that.
Right. And you know what? What you're saying is true, and I'll go ahead and say it. There is a lack of work ethic in the country today, not in this audience, but out there in other audiences, where people are afraid to do anything hard. They want credit for the smallest things, and they want as much as they can get for free, and that's it. And there's no pride in work ethic anymore. You're right.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
So, talk about American Strongman Corporation for a second. Dion Wessels, she is the founder, correct?
Yes, her and her husband started. They didn't start. They actually brought it to the forefront because it was just a small organization that they purchased, and they brought it to the forefront and as an amateur, and then later on they started the professional organization, and it has grown, you know, just by leaps and bounds in the last few years. And what has happened is now both of those organizations fall under one blanket, which is Strongman Corporation. And now Strongman Corporation is worldwide. I mean, we're sanctioning contests all over the world, to get good competitors to come compete in international contests. Because for so many years in strongmen all over the world, there was never really a big ladder where people could walk their way from being working out in the gym to becoming world's strongest man.
Right.
It was always an invitational thing on TV. It's a contest, and those competitors work hard for that. But there's a lot of competitors out there who would have never gotten an opportunity to do anything other than hang out with their buddies and try cool stuff. But now that opportunity's there, and it's getting more and more easier for people to get up to the top where they can see and show the strength that they have.
Yeah, and it's an amazing, and we're talking about the biggest names in the strength game. I mean, you know, Brian Shaw. I mean, these are the people that are competing at these events. These events are top notch. I mean, they really, really are. And they're put on in such a way that everybody is treated with great dignity and respect, and everybody has fun, and they're amazing events. I love it. And I got to tell you, I want to take a break, but the bumper crop of strong women that I see at the American Strongman Corporation events gives me great joy, great, great joy. And I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking right now with Patrick Rogers. We're discussing the new renaissance, and Patrick is leading the charge. Stay tuned.
Professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common. They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Rogers. There is a renaissance afoot, folks. You know, there was a time when people spent 80% of their time producing the things that they needed, and the other 20% that they couldn't produce on their own, they traded with their neighboring farms for. But then Model T and factories and cities and people gave up that, moved to the city to put their time and effort into getting green pieces of paper that they then traded for all the things they used to make or trade for before. And we realize now that this life of abundant consumption, overpowering consumption, is flawed. And we're going to return. I predict 100, 150 years from now, they'll dig up this podcast and go, wow, that guy was crazy back then. But look what happened. More and more people are going to start doing the things that they can do themselves and trading off time and work for green pieces of paper and trading it for peace of mind and happiness and insularity and security and health. It's coming, folks. It's coming. So, Patrick, I see amazing women showing up at the American Strongman Corporation events. Some of the strongest women I've ever seen. In fact, I'm trying to get Trish Footit on the show right now because I believe she was here in Louisville competing in an event. Oh, wait, I don't think that was American Strongman, but she was competing in an event here in Louisville. What's going on? Are women getting stronger or are they just finally starting to show up?
I think they're taking advantage of the situation. Women have always been strong. A lot of them do not train to be extremely strong, but once somebody stepped through and put it out there and made it cool for women to be strong, now there's a lot of strong women that are coming out of the works. And I'm gonna tell you, Carl, from what I said at the contest, being the judge or that right there on the field, they are some hard competitors, and the women are. And it's kind of embarrassing to me as a man. You see guys, they'll be walking along carrying something heavy, and you can just see in their face, oh, I'm done, and they drop it. These women, they don't know what quit are most of the time. They're hanging on, man, they're dragging stuff to where they should have already been done, but they're never going to give up. And they are just amazing to watch, and we're fortunate for it to be growing like it is.
I saw that when I watched the deadlift competition where they can do a certain weight for reps, and these women, like, they were grabbing the bar and getting it up to their shins and dropping it, and most guys would have been like, that's it. That was my fail. I can't do it. They'd stand there for a second, they'd grab the bar again. And I'm like, oh my God, she's got, and then finally, they'd muscle it up. I mean, form goes out the window. It's like just sheer will. I'm going to get this weight off the ground. And I would say to Elisa, I'm getting nervous for some of these girls because I feel like they push themselves to a point where they can hurt themselves if they're not careful because they are not willing to take and accept a no. It's amazing.
Yeah, they are hard competitors. And, as far as injuries go, we don't see that many injuries on the competition field. We tend to hear about more injuries in training than we do on a competition field.
Yeah.
But, some of these girls it makes me feel bad because you see the weight that you lift in the gym and then you see these girls come out there and you're 250, 300 pound fella and here you got a girl that's 140, 150 pounds. It's just, right there and she's doing just ungodly amounts of weight compared to her body weight and you're just like, I kind of feel bad.
You got to feel bad. Pat, how old are you now?
I am 46.
Okay. So you and Corinne just came back from someplace overseas. Didn't you go to Sweden?
Norway, yeah.
Norway. Now, are you of Norwegian descent, Pat?
I did my DNA check years ago, and I come from that area, Norway, northern Scotland, that area.
So you show up there. I'm assuming this is a vacation, or did you go there to do strongman stuff? Because you ended up doing strongman stuff there, right?
I went on a vacation to visit some friends that we have that we've met through Strongman and to take part in some Viking reenactment stuff.
Oh, that had to be so cool. Is that where the picture came from that I used for today's show?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was going to say, you look like a Viking in that picture. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So when did you, so you ended up, did you compete or were you just playing around? Didn't you pull a hamstring?
I tore a little bit of my groin. No, actually, me and my wife have been married 18 years, and so this was a trip of a lifetime for us. So we decided, I decided without her knowledge until she got there, that we were going to renew our vows.
Aww.
So when we, in a traditional Viking ceremony. So when we got there, we were staying in a Viking market where everybody is living in tents, doing stuff, that sort of stuff. And then when we go to get married, they separate the man and the wife, and the man has to undergo challenges throughout the day before he's allowed to get married. So I went through all those challenges. Anybody that wanted to, that had something they were good at, to challenge me, and I had to go with it. And they have some pretty old, grueling events, you know, far as wrestling and doing stuff similar to moss wrestling, all the way to shooting a longbow. So
right.
I had to do a lot of stuff.
And I'm sure you had a good time. So how exactly did you pull your groin?
I had did a lot of power movements. They had some, and these contests are designed so that whoever's getting the groom is not supposed to win. It's supposed to be to teach him a lesson, to humble him. So, and anytime there was a group of people fighting for one thing, it always ended up with two people on my back so that I couldn't win. And which was fine with me. I understand the point behind it. So we had to do some wrestling. Then we had to do some pulling. You ever seen moss wrestling before?
No.
Well, moss wrestling is where they put their feet against a platform, and you got one man looking at each other. They're sitting on the ground. They have a stick about 2 foot long, and it's whoever can pull the other one over or take the stick from them.
Ah.
And so it's a big growing hamstring, low back type exercise. But the old way they did it, they put their feet up against the teeth, and we had to do that. Of course, it's hard to lose that, so I was able to win that one. And then I had to do what they call an ox pull, where they put a rope around you, kind of like a truck pull, but it's hard pulling against two or three people to win. But so all my legs were fried, and then we went to do some little bitty stuff where you got to have some flexibility, which I have none. And when I went to do some turning, I pulled it, and that was the end of it.
That was the end of it. And so now, is it feeling better?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to pick it up on this topic. I want to talk about being a strong individual and aging. What are you doing about it, or are you doing anything about it, or are you thinking about it? We're going to find out when we come back with more of Patrick Rogers. Stay tuned.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico.
We're talking with Patrick Rogers. Now we're going to shift the direction of the conversation just slightly and pick up where we left off a second ago. So Patrick just came back from Norway. He did some strongman stuff while he was there. So Pat, are you aging well? Are you noticing any changes in the gym? Are you preparing for any of that at all?
Yes. I mean, as we get older, as you know, everything changes to a certain degree. Of course, we know that you never stop having the ability to grow. So you just may have to take a different approach about it. When I was younger in my 20s and 30s, it was very easy to go in the gym and do a lengthy workout with some very strenuous exercises, lots of sets, lots of weight, and was able to recover, 72 hours on big muscle groups was able to recover pretty easy. As I'm getting older, I'm finding that, I have to slow down a little bit and think about my training more than just go out there and beat my head into it. And I found that what I'm finding myself is that I have to be smarter with my big exercises and get those in at a little different approach. And also, I have added in a lot of body weight stuff because as I got older, I started finding myself, I could go out in the gym and squat 500 or 600 pounds, but I was getting up and down off the floor. My legs were hurting.
Right.
So it's kind of funny. People look at you and say, you got to be crazy. You can lift that kind of weight. How does that happen? Well, a squat, if you do it correctly, is a very controlled lift. It's in a groove that you want it to be in where you're strong.
Right.
Sometimes getting up off the floor or out of a chair, it's not in any groove. It's just any way. So you find out real quick.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
how you're weak. So I started adding, you know, several days of some body weight stuff in. And one of the main things I got concerned about was excess weight. And well, I'm a fairly big fella. I always thought, no problem. And then as I started getting older, all of my elders were getting older as well, and I found everybody was calling Patrick to come pick up somebody off the floor. You know, just like you talked about in your section before,
right?
Elderly people were falling,
right?
And nobody could get them out of the floor but Patrick. Call Patrick, he'll come up here and help them up. And so I got to thinking to myself, who's going to help me up?
Yeah, you can't fall.
That's right. Who's going to help me up?
Right.
So I started saying, hey, you know, let's try to get rid of some of the weight that we don't need. Get rid of some of the body fat or something. Make sure that if you do get down and one leg's out, that you can help somebody pick yourself up or whatever. And those things really hit home to me, and I really think about those a lot to schedule my training, because to me, I want that strength curve, I want that curve of life to be on that top side as long as it is, and then drop off drastically at the end. I don't want to drastically get older and lower and weaker until I'm sitting there and can't do anything but barely can remember the times I could do something.
Right. I agree. I've said those exact words on this show. I mean, I don't want to rot slowly in a nursing home. I want to go all at once if I'm going to go. And, you know,
yeah.
I want to go strong too. I want to, you know, Alex Leaf was here for a week for some team building stuff. And so Alex is a personal trainer and he started training with me and he said, you know, you've got to cut off your desire to train more and more. You got to shorten up your training cycles. He said, you got to shorten up your workouts. He said, you gotta, you know, give your body a break, because I'm not doing that, because I refuse to believe that I can't, which is stupid. I know that. But, and so he came here. So he said, okay, we're going to train legs twice this week, but we're going to do it in a much lighter way. And we're going to do less volume, but across two workouts, it's going to be a lot of work. So we trained legs like on a Monday, and we were supposed to train legs again on a Thursday. Well, Wednesday, I decided to do some farmer's walks. So I grabbed a trap bar and I put 300 pounds on it and I did 13 circles. So 26 passes at my gym. And you know what? The next day, I couldn't train legs. My legs were killing me. My glutes were killing me. My hips were killing me. My friggin', hip flexors in the front. I couldn't lift my foot up to put my sock on. And so I said to Alex, you know what? We're going to have to wait till Friday to train legs, which we did. And he said, you know, the whole purpose of this exercise was supposed to be to get you to do less. You have to stop wanting to do more all the time. And it's just hard for me to do, because I feel like I just don't want to lose that strength. But I guess I'm going to lose it if I keep doing what I'm doing and hurting myself, obviously.
Well, I understand what he's telling you, but I think that the definition of his meaning may not necessarily mean don't train legs twice a week. It may mean train legs heavy one time a week and then do some active recovery work with your legs in between there.
Right.
Because I don't agree with not training as frequently. As a matter of fact, I train more frequently now than I did when I was at my strongest. Because now I have a different goal, and my goal is not to get as strong as I can get. It's to maintain a certain level of strength that I have, and when I need to get strong, I can get strong. But I do a lot more training, you know, GPP work, general physical preparedness type of work, and you just gotta look at that and say, hey, this is my leg workout for today. And go out and pull the sled.
Right.
And it don't have to be extremely heavy, and you'll be surprised at how fast it will help you recover and where you can do that work.
Well, so this is a phenomenon that I've noticed, and it sounds like you've noticed it too, but the older you get, okay, so you know how people say, well, you know, you make progress at a certain pace. Well, you regress at a faster pace when you're older. If I take off for a week and a half and I go back into the gym, I don't feel, oh, I'm so super recovered, I'm going to be stronger. I feel like as though I got to come all the way back up to speed. I feel like if I take up off too long, I start to lose faster.
Yeah, I agree. I don't necessarily think that we lose. I think it's more that we just are out of sorts, for lack of a better word, because we're so used to that training element being there. But I spend more time training myself to maintain than training myself to get stronger. Mm-hmm. I keep that strong training in there, and looking for those PRs, when I do this or when I do that. But as far as the maintenance work, a lot more push-ups, a lot more body squats, a lot of light kettlebell stuff, a lot of dragging the sled, with lighter weights on it. I end up doing more of that because that type of work keeps my joints where they don't hurt as bad, keeps my muscles where they're more supple and I'm able to use them when I need them. And it just makes life a whole lot easier on me. And that's what I found because of I only have one body. The trainer can tell you what he thinks is going to work for you, but somebody who is smart will listen to what their body says, and their body don't say quit.
Right.
The body says get smarter.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the garden, the soap, and all those fun things that you and Corinne do, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
One, two, three, go! One, two! Pay attention, boy.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Rogers. So, Pat, I saw soap the other day on Facebook. I remember when you harvested some stuff from the garden. You call it a garden, but this is really like a small farm to most people. You guys spend a lot of time doing that stuff right there. Does that consume a lot of your time?
At times it does, because, you know, gardening is kind of, today you may work really hard getting stuff tilled up, planted in the ground, that sort of stuff. And then tomorrow you may be sitting back watching it grow. Then you may have to go down there and do a little work weeding and retilling or that sort of stuff. And then you get to reap the benefits of the days you get to go down there and it's really hot and you get to fill them buckets up with all them vegetables. And that's always fun to do. And we try to grow enough that we can have plenty of food on our shelves and jars that we can every year to pretty much cover most of the food we eat during the winter. A lot, you know, in the summertime it comes in, you're eating it, and then we save, we can a whole lot of it. But we spent a lot of time when we first got started gardening to make sure that our soil was the way we wanted it, because we don't use any pesticides, we don't use any fertilizers. So we spent a lot of time of working our soil up in the fall of the year, planting certain types of
So what secrets do you have? So my grandfather, every year when he would turn his soil, he would go to the fish market, and he would buy all the entrails and the tails and the heads and all that sort of stuff, and he would fold that into the dirt every year. That was his fertilizer. Do you have any tricks like that that you use not to turn to chemicals and artificial stuff?
Yeah, we do all of our scraps, coffee grounds, everything we can.
Right.
We burn wood in the winter for heat, so we have ashes from the stove that goes into the garden. But we also, our garden is kind of lays a little bit along the side of a little hill, so it drains down. So we try to break ahead, and we'll take grass clippings throughout the year, and we'll put them all on the upper side of the garden so that all winter long, when it rains on it, it rots it and runs it down into our garden, right along with what we put in a little bit in the fall of the year with grass clippings and leaves. But we also plant our entire garden in the fall of the year with turnips, mustard greens, creasy salad, kale, and all this stuff. We plant it just like you're sowing grass. It comes up really, really thick. And we use those. We use it to eat, but you never eat it all. And
right.
So a lot of it gets tilled under every year. And so after we've been growing a garden there for, you know, in the spot we're in now for almost 20 years. So our soil is the way we want it. But like I said, it's a little bit of work in the beginning to think of those things and try to think outside the box of how to make it a little bit easier so you don't have to work so hard.
Right.
Pulling weeds and getting rid of bugs and that sort of stuff.
Now you processed the cow not too long ago. We talked about it on Casual Friday. You sent me pictures of it. How long will that beef last your family?
We usually have about 10 to 20 pounds of hamburger meat left over. I usually try to do it every October. It's when we usually go to kill, October, November. And so we usually have about 10 to 25 pounds of hamburger left over at the end of the year.
So you go to that. That one cow sustains your family for a year.
Actually, we usually split that cow in half with someone else.
Ah, okay.
So, and we use it, and we don't get a big cow. We usually get a yearling, you know, one that was born around Christmas the year before. And what's happened is he's been lived off of his mama all spring, and then he's eat grass all summer, and then that fall of the year when they're ready to take them to market before we ever allow the cow to get finished on anything, whether it's grass or anything. We don't finish it all. We go right out the field. That's the one we want. That's the one we get.
Wow. And do you think that's a better quality meat?
I think so, because the cow has won. It's you know, you're around 700 pounds at that time, anywhere from 750-pound cow.
That's a small cow, because most cows, when they're ready for processing, are around 1,400 pounds.
That's right. And the thing about that is the meat is not tough, and there's plenty of beef there. Usually a cow, if he's 700 pounds on the hoof, you can pretty much bet you're going to get exactly half. Within 10 to 20 pounds, a half of that weight's going to be beef.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's amazing. That's a small cow. And so that half of that lasts your family a year. So these people out there who are saying it's not sustainable to raise beef cattle, what would you say to them?
I would say that it's an excuse. That, one, they don't want to do the work, or they do not believe that they got this thing in their head that, you know, I'm going to eat all this beef because I have it in the freezer. You know, it's kind of like anything else. Just because you have 20 pounds of tomatoes, you don't eat tomatoes every meal or every day.
Right.
So if you all you ate was that beef, then you would need more beef. But we don't have a problem with it, and our beef is really, really good meat. It's really, really fresh. It's really, really a good red color. It's not, I mean, right. It is great. Has very little fat in it.
And then, and then the garden, you grow a lot of produce and stuff like that, but that stuff is perishable, so that really probably just doesn't, that lasts a certain amount of time, and then it's gone, right?
Yeah, for the most part, the stuff we can't can, you know, if we have, we grow certain types of beans, we can tomatoes, we can tomato juice, we actually can squash, we get them, we cook them like we're going to cook them, like we're going to eat them, and then when they get not quite all the way done, when the squash is still crispy a little bit, then we'll put them in a canner and can them at that point.
Yeah, and so, I mean, so what I said before, that back in the day, people spent all their time producing 80% of what they needed. The other 20% that they couldn't produce, they traded with their friends up the street, the farmers that were up near them. This is really something that you really do. You live this. I mean, you guys produce a lot of the stuff that you, I mean, you and Corinne are producing soap now. You're really reverting back to this renaissance that I'm talking about.
Well, believe it or not, what caused me to start thinking about soap was actually listening to your show over the years. And I got to thinking about some of the stuff that Lisa said about chemicals on your skin. So about a year and a half ago, I got on this kick, you know, hey, let's see if I can, how much stuff I can make on my own with no chemicals to keep the chemicals off of our skin.
That's smart.
And that's where it started from. It started from making cream to trying to make deodorant, trying to make toothpaste, trying to make everything to get as many chemicals off your skin as possible. And it's pretty easy, and it's really fairly cheap, and it just takes a little time and a little thought process to sit down and do this stuff. But I mean, you can make 9 bars of soap. The amount of work that goes into it is about 20 minutes worth of work, and you let it cook for an hour, and then you get up the next morning, you get it out of the mold and cut it. So I mean, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, and that'll last a long time. It saves a lot of money, and plus, you know where it came from. You really are the Renaissance. You're exactly what I'm talking about that we're going to return to someday. And there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to return to it, because the way we're living now is really unsustainable. We can't keep doing what we're doing. People are getting sick. the foods that they're eating a poison. We have to have a more intimate relationship with our food. We have to know where our food comes from. I mean, it's just, and people are going to have to spend more time focused on those things and less time chasing Pokemon. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh yeah,
it's just, it's crazy. Let's go ahead and plug, American Strongman Corporation again. So if there's anybody out there who's thinking, man, I'd like to do a strongman competition, where could they learn more about the upcoming events?
Just go to strongmancorporation.com, and there you can, when the website comes up, you can, there's a, index on the side, on the left-hand side where you can pull up, upcoming events, and you can pick it by the month. You just scroll down through them, and they're in, you know, in chronological order by the month. And you can, we have at least 2 to 3 shows every weekend somewhere in the United States.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that much. That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. You want to get into a strongman competition? They're out there. Go to
strongman. I tell everybody to do it because it's really fun and you'll meet a lot of good people. And if you do nothing more than just test yourself, which that's what most of your training should be about anyway, you'll really enjoy it, and you'll have people there who are like-minded.
StrongmanCorporation.com. Pat, thanks for taking time to come on the show. I'm glad we got to do this.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
All right. So we want to go ahead and thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour about improving your deadlift. If you have questions for him, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ask a Scientist banner, and send your questions to him. He is Supplement Santa. Ask him for something free. Also, thanks to Dr. Kristen Doms O'Connor for talking about TBI in the elderly, something to keep an eye on. And, of course, Patrick Rogers. Check out strongmancorporation.com for more. And that's all I got today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present